This is Bird Note. There is strong debate about whether pet cats should be kept indoors or allowed to roam freely. But outdoor cats kill billions of birds each year in North America, and they live much shorter lives than indoor cats. That's why cat behaviorists like Animal Planet's Jackson Galaxy advocate for keeping our cats indoors.
At the same time, that does take away from their lives in a pretty significant way. They wake up every morning needing to go and kill something. So, what do we do?
Jackson says it's essential to enrich the life of an indoor cat. And first on the list is committing to a play regimen with them.
Not just waving a wand around. It's about committing to the game. You're role-playing, you know? It's method acting. You are a mouse. You are a bird. Get into it.
Just 15 minutes of play can make a huge difference in your cat's life. Next up is enhancing their indoor environment.
We start with the concept of cat TV. Make the windows a destination. Put bird feeders near the windows. You're giving them that ability to sort of passively engage with their raw self.
It takes some work on our part, but both our cats and the birds are worth it. You can learn more ways to make your cat happy indoors on our podcast, Bring Birds Back, sponsored by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. Listen in your podcast app or at birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.
Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
I think it was a bunch of different things. Like, I was getting tired of writing about myself, and I was looking for new inspiration, and I thought it would be a good way to develop some lyrical material that would be exploring, it could explore many different sub-themes within the context.
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists, as well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities. Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Hello, hello, hello. I am back after a very fun set. It had me moving and grooving, and it's still feeling extremely motivated and energized for this year. So I kicked off the set with the track Target Joint, and that is by Haitian-Canadian producer Kay Trinada. I think I've seen Kay Trinada once in the Calgary streets, but I love his vibe for sure. And then you heard two tracks by Mux Mool. So Mux Mool is an American electronic musician, producer, and visual artist affiliated with the labels Mood Gadget, Ghostly International, and Super Best Records. He has also been featured on Cartoon Network's Adult Swim. I didn't watch Adult Swim a lot, but for those who know me, they know I love the TikTok streets, and there was a trend, I think it was probably in the 2020 to 21 years where Adult Swim was like a trend on TikTok, and a lot of people were creating content around that sound. So when I saw this, I was like, how fantastic. Mux Mool gave us, the first track was Dandelion that we heard, and then we heard the track Enceladus. You're tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded coast territories. So, next week, I am really excited because I am going to be sharing an interview with an artist who's based out of Calgary. Her name is Kinde, and she is an independent R&B artist known for vocal R&B and incorporates atmospheric and instrumental elements fusing R&B and Afro soul. I found her on the CGSF digital library, so I'm really excited about that, and ended up reaching out to her. And so we are going to be chatting tomorrow, pre-recording a interview that will air sometime next week, I think. So she is known for singles like Dopamine High, and she is very active in the YYC, aka Calgary music scene. So what I'm going to do today actually is I'm going to steer away from instrumental, and I'm going to play one of the songs off of her album Letters in Love. So make sure that you join me next week, because I'm going to actually be playing like all of the songs from that album. But today, you're going to be able to get a sneak peek into her sound and vibe. So here's Kinde with Dancing in the Clouds.
This is Bird Note. If we ran down the list of our most familiar songbirds, like crows, robins, and jays, we wouldn't have to go all that far to reach the wrens. They are little brown birds with cocked tails and big voices. There are nearly 90 species of wrens in the world. Nearly all of them reside in the Western Hemisphere, from Alaska to the Falkland Islands. The majority live in Central and South America, and quite a few are exceptional singers. Many wrens are small and secretive. The white-bellied wren of Mexico, Guatemala, and Belize ranks among the tiniest, at just under 4 inches. The white-bellied wren is tough to get a look at, but its brisk musical song reveals its presence as it skulks through the tropical underbrush. The largest of the wrens, the giant wren, is found only in a small area of Mexico and Guatemala. Giant wrens are as big as red-winged blackbirds, nearly 9 inches long, with rusty brown backs and white undersides. Far from shy, they call raucously as they chase one another through open woodlands. Among all the wrens, which is the most legendary singer? It's a tough decision, but many would choose South America's musician wren. Learn more about this little bird's special song on our website, birdnote.org. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hello, hello, hello. I am back. I want to share some details about an event happening next month as I wind out the show. This event is happening for Black History Month that involves music, panel discussions, and my favorite thing, food. Black Brilliance in BC, formerly known as Black in BC, is an event now in its fourth year, actually, and it's taking place on Friday, February the 6th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at Surrey City Hall. Yesterday on Intravenous, I chatted with Elliot Slynn. He's the marketing and communication specialist at Diverse City, and he's also going to be the master of ceremonies for the Black Brilliance in BC event. So we had a really great chat, and I am really looking forward to attending. This free Black History Month event is going to bring people together from Surrey as well as across Metro Vancouver and the Lower Mainland to celebrate Black talent, leadership, culture, and achievement. And there's going to be, as I mentioned, like inspirational speakers, music, dance, food, and it's going to be a space for real connection and potentially networking, because we did talk about that. The event includes three award categories, so it is an award show. So the first category is called the Rising Star Award. This is for emerging leaders up to the age of 29. The next award that's going to be given out that evening is the Trailblazer Award, and that's for established leaders aged 30 and up. And then the final award that's going to be given out that evening is the Luminary Award, and that's going to be recognizing someone with 15 or more years of impact in their field. As I mentioned, I plan to attend, so if you're interested in going, it's fairly easy to get there by transit. I'm also going to include a link to register in the show notes, but all you need to do is just hop on the SkyTrain and take it to either Surrey Central or King George Station, and then it's just going to be a really quick walk from there. To stay on topic of Black History Month, because I literally just saw this as I was vibing to music on Instagram, and it was a post from the Honorable Jean Augustine, and she happens to be the first Black woman elected to the House of Commons. She shared on her Instagram today, I believe, because I just saw it right now, that yesterday Canada announced the theme for the 30th anniversary, honoring Black brilliance across generations, from nation builders to tomorrow's visionaries. She moved the motion in the House of Commons to officially recognize February as Black History Month, and the vote was unanimous. I realized that it wasn't really recognized in Canada like that. I mean, so here we are, 2026. The vote was unanimous for that. So super excited to also share some more events happening next month. There is a lot going on, so stay tuned each week for updates on that. Now back to music. I'm going to end the show with a final set, and it's going to be a set of more dope instrumental tracks. You're going to get back to the instrumental beats. We do have another open mic show in store for you next. But before I head out, I am going to play some folks. So the first song that you're going to hear is going to be called Sliding Through Our Fingers, and that's by Cueto. After that, you're going to hear a track called Wax Rose Saturday, again by Mux Mule. Mux Mule has a lot of amazing instrumental electronic beats that I quite like, so you are going to hear Mux Mule again. And then you're going to hear the track Lucky by Jesse Futterman featuring Beverly Glenn Copeland. That's a pretty long track, so I hope you enjoy vibing out to that. And if there is some time left, you might hear the track The Corner by Gold Panda. If you do not hear that track today, I will definitely be playing it next week. All right, thank you so much for hanging out with me. Let's get started with Sliding Through Our Fingers.
Thank you.
And then hello, you're tuned in to Open Mic at CJSF 90.1 FM from Burnaby. I'm Vincent.
This is Marcus.
And my name is Kyle.